It's time for Conversations with the Mayor, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. And we are joined now on the phone by Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. Jen, how are you today?
I am doing well.
Glad to hear it, and I hope you're enjoying the weather. Also wanted to kind of break down, we just had a big weekend in Hillsborough. It was Hog Day weekend, and I think the weather was mostly pretty cooperative for Hog Day. How did things turn out up there?
It was great. The weather was beautiful, as you mentioned, and you know, that can have a big effect on Hog Day turnout just because some years it's really hot, but this year it was gorgeous. And, you know, I was chatting with some of the organizers on Saturday afternoon, and they said they thought it was one of the bigger crowds they've had in a long time. So I know they were very pleased.
Definitely glad to hear that. One of Hillsborough's signature events. And it is funny, having kind of peripherally been planned in the planning of events like that before, it's funny how much you're at the whimsy of the weather for an event like that.
Very true. Very true.
It can change drastically the number of people that you have coming out for an event. We had an event here in Chapel Hill. The station put on an event about a month ago, and it was one of the hottest days of the summer. We still had a pretty good turnout, but it was like, oh, if it had been 10 to 15 degrees cooler, that turnout would have been much, much higher. So
indeed.
We've got, speaking of things that are affecting the way people move around, we've got a water main break that happened yesterday in Hillsborough. I assume that that's been all resolved at this point. I wanted to go ahead and get a checkup on that.
Yes, that repair was completed at some point late last night. And I think it just continues that one of the major themes in the Hillsborough area is that we just have a lot of companies working in our public right-of-way right now with fiber installation, et cetera, et cetera. And we just, you know, it's certainly trying for our staff. They're pretty stretched dealing with all this. We ask for the community's patience. And I think so far we are seeing what we heard from other municipalities who have been through fiber installation is that it is very trying for all of these reasons, but worth it in the end. So I think I'm confident that it will all be worth it in the end, but we just have to kind of stick through it in the meantime.
Yeah, it's one of those deals where, you know, on the other side, it's great, but while you're in it, there are so many like little inconveniences, and it's inevitable that things pop up like this that you can't really plan for specifically. But as you were saying, on the other side of it, when all the utilities are in place and working, it's definitely worth it.
That's right.
Wanted to talk a little bit now. We mentioned this a couple of months ago, but now that we're transitioning into the fall season, especially for local government meetings, we're really kind of down to being able to count the weeks left on our fingers that you will be the mayor of Hillsborough. So I kind of wanted to ask, as the rubber meets the road here on this last leg of town government meetings that you'll be specifically involved in as mayor, first of all, are you experiencing any regret about your decision? Are you experiencing any, for lack of a better word, I'll say senioritis as somebody who's coming down to the very end of things? And is there anything that stands out as a priority for you for these last couple of months?
Sure. That's a fun question. I have to say I'm not experiencing any regrets. It feels very, just my general feeling and interactions, it all feels very affirming of this choice, that it's the right choice at the right time for me and hopefully for the community as well. And I don't mean that in a, oh, I'm so over it kind of way. It's just sort of like this is what is the right thing for happening right now. And I feel comfortable with it. I don't have extreme senioritis yet. And that said, I think that my main mission for, you know, my main priority for these last several months is really trying to stay focused and, not get ahead of things to, you know, the next iteration. I'm going to figure that out when it comes, but to, really stay focused on the tasks at hand, because the nature of probably all government, but especially local government, is that, as we've talked about before, there's not a lot of things where you're like, oh, you know, I know that I'm going to be part of this thing that is going to start at this state and end at this state. So much of what we do is long term. And so there are things in motion right now that, you know, I really want to be a part of the conversation from this seat while they're happening now. And when they're in future stages, I will give my input as a regular citizen. Things like, you know, the planning for the train station property, that's just really, really important. Starting that conversation in earnest at our next meeting, actually. So things like that, and, you know, reminding and keeping the focus on our comprehensive sustainability plan, and just we have to stay committed to that plan, and that it is a plan that's meant to be implemented starting the day it was passed. So just keeping on that forward momentum is really important.
We're speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Jen Weaver. And we're finding you're kind of in the unique circumstance here where there is an election coming up in November, but you already know who will be taking over the role of mayor after you. Have you had any conversations with Mark Bell yet, kind of in that context of like there's a transition that's about to occur, or is that still down the road a ways?
Well, yes, on some things, and then other things, I think, you know, we have talked, Mark and I have talked about how we need to talk about those things in the coming months. Like he and I had a conversation, there's likely to be an Assembly of Governments meeting in the winter. And so he was interested in my input of, you know, what topics I thought might be good to have on that agenda. So we had a discussion about that. I have a little running list of that I'm just sort of maintaining for better and for worse, but it's sort of like things I didn't know, you know, that would come with the mayor's job. You know, the majors I think Mark has a good idea of, but just little things like, you know, you'll probably get asked to write letters celebrating people's milestone birthdays, and just to be on the eye, you know, have your eye out for things like that. You know, just things that it doesn't really come with a here is every single thing you might find yourself doing. And so I'm just trying to keep a list for Mark and, you know, want to make that transition as smooth as possible.
We're visiting with Hillsboro Mayor Jen Weaver, and we're getting pretty close to being out of time. I wanted to leave the last couple of minutes for anything that you'd like to mention that we haven't yet gotten to.
Yes, a couple of things. First, I want to mention that several members of the Hillsboro Board of Commissioners, including myself and some of our advisory board members, are going to be marching with the Hillsboro banner in the Durham Pride Parade this weekend. So that's always a good time. And the Burwell Fall Festival is this Saturday also, 10 to 2, and that's free and open to the public. Lots of fun stuff. And then I also wanted just to say some good news is that if you remember that the Orange County Criminal Justice Resource Department will be administering that big grant that they got for 4 social work positions, one for the county and one for each of the municipalities and the police departments. And just excited that that's moving forward, and Hillsboro has extended an offer to someone, and can't say anything more than that at this time, but we're just really excited to have that moving forward and to have that person on board.
Definitely glad to hear that, and I anticipate us following up on that as that kind of gets up and running in earnest. We've been visiting with Hillsboro Mayor Jen Weaver. Thank you so much for making the time, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Great. Thanks so much.